shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Jay Randolph for my good friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network dealer for the full line of commercial vehicles, pickups, vans, and SUVs. Don't miss their SUV season sign and go commercial van event with custom financing and leasing options. Broadway has a dedicated, experienced service and parts department. They're located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Call 314-412-9140 or go online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Lions, Tigers, and football. It's Missouri football time, and what better way to celebrate than with a Lions Choice famous roast beef sandwich. Their mouth-watering sandwiches are seasoned to perfection and ready to tackle your hunger. Stop by any of their 24 area locations.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Don't settle for watching football at home. Buffalo Wild Wings has wall-to-wall TVs, countless taps, and the ultimate football-watching food. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the
white. She's saying that Dougie.
Dougie.
Dougie in the window.
Well, folks, it's Wednesday again. Time to talk to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. If you have a pet, any kind of pet, or you're thinking about getting a pet, you're not sure. Now, my wife has researched, and one of these days we will have a dog again, and she already knows the dog. Labradoodle, that's what she wants. They don't shed. I've seen them. Okay, I'm good with that. Not too big, not too small. So maybe that's it. You don't know. I'd like to have an aquarium, but question. Anything. He is Dr. Doug Pernikoff of the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and he's sponsored by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi, and it's free, easy to use. Good way to get a Laclede Cab. Please say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Hey, Dr. Doug.
How are you, doctor?
I am great. I am AM in the PM.
That's a good way to be. Did you hear us talk about, or did you see the article and the research on cats, this last research that says essentially they are natural predators, they are miniature versions of lions and tigers, and if they could and were big enough, they would eat you in your sleep. I have always said that I thought cats were plotting to figure out, how can I attack my owner? They're thinking about it. And that's what the research essentially found, was they're predators, and they're little versions of their big brothers and sisters in the wild in Africa and India and stuff.
I agree. I think the one caveat to that is that these animals are fed well in captivity, and they don't have the same urge to kill all the time. Some do. Some are very, very kill aggressive, and many are just, well, I'm happy, life's simple, and I don't have to pursue that.
Well, the lesson there is make sure your cat stays fed.
Yes, exactly.
Then they'll turn into that lion tiger sort of.
You know, I may have mentioned this years ago, but there's a really interesting little idea. If you have a young baby, a new baby, and you have cats, you don't want to give up the cats, because a lot of people try and do that when the baby's on the way, then I would say put screen doors on your bedroom where the baby is, and it keeps the cat out, and you can still have the cats, but you can still hear the baby.
We did that with my daughter when my daughter was born. We put a screen door on her bedroom.
What does that tell you? You don't have to do that with a dog.
No,
well,
but we didn't want the cat.
The cats can climb and jump into the
bed. Yeah, they'll jump
into
the crib.
A lot easier.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
All right, we don't need any mail from cat lovers. We didn't say you shouldn't have cats. We're just pointing out the research to you.
We had two cats. We had two cats, and I love cats too. But we put the screen door on there so they couldn't get in.
We had 16 cats at one time.
Hoarder.
My wife threatened to, if I get one more cat, she's out. So I went and bought two more cats, but she stayed.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well, she made it clear, if you buy one more, I'm out. You didn't follow her instructions.
You're right, which I never do.
You should have bought one, and she'd be gone.
You're right. I messed up.
All right, one more time. I'll give these numbers out. I hope you pay attention because we're going to jump right in. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. This is John. John, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hello, John.
All right, quick question. Can dogs smell water? Because I have a blind Karen Terrier who's 16 years old. And she's been moved around a little bit from here. Can you think she just noses around, or can actually dogs smell water?
You know, that's a good question. I'll check that out. I don't know the exact answer. I would kind of think not, just because it's inert. But who knows? There might be particles in the water that do provide some kind of odor. Maybe even the chlorine is detectable. I mean, they do have a fine sense of smell. But I don't think water in its own right, if it was pure distilled water, would be something that could be recognized by smell. But I'll look into that. That's an interesting question.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Right.
Thank you, John. You didn't have to call him a nerd. I think that was necessary.
That was kind of over the top.
Yeah, that was kind of mean.
You did. You called him a nerd.
You said,
nerd.
Water, you're a nerd. Something like that.
I swear, I didn't say that.
Oh, wait, it was inert.
A nerd.
That's right. Nerd. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
It's Mike's turn. Mike, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, AM and the PM. Hey,
Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, my wife has this cat. It's really old. It's like 16, 20 years old. And it's pure white, and it's blind for one thing. It won't use a litter box like half the time, and I can't bring myself to have it put to sleep. And also, like, every once in a while, occasionally, I can't do it two or three times, it'll, like, walk around in circles, like, really fast, like, just over and over.
Mm-hmm.
What would cause that?
Well, if it's walking around in circles, a lot of times there's some kind of pathology in the middle or inner ear region, close to the brain. So that's a possibility. Well,
first of all, let's get back to the fact that the cat is the equivalent of, like, a 98-year-old, and it's
exactly.
blind.
Yeah. It still gets around great, though. Like, it jumps up on the bed and...
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Does it have blue eyes?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so those are...
No, hold on. How can a cat be totally blind? Maybe it's not totally blind, right, Mike?
No. I think it is.
How can it jump on a bed?
It, like, feels its way and then puts its paws up and jumps on the bed, and it knows our house, like, inside and out.
Wow. Yeah, no, it sounds like that cat wants to live.
I've seen
a 23-year-old cat. I've never seen anything older than that. But
Mike, what were you saying?
It got, like, super skinny for a while, like when my wife was out of state, and I thought it was going to die. I mean, like, bone skinny. And then I started feeding it tuna, and then it all plumped back up again. It's still skinny, but I couldn't bring myself to let it die.
Yeah. I kind of agree with you. Unless it quits eating and it starts doing things that are abnormal, you know, these other problems are kind of husbandry problems, you know, not using the litter box. Could be a little bit of senility or laziness. It could be also that it's having trouble finding. If it's truly 100% blind, it might just miss. Who knows? Like I said, blue-eyed white cats tend to be deaf as well. Not always, but mostly. So that's an interesting...
That's weird. Now, that's interesting. Why would the color of the fur and the eyes make you deaf?
It's a genetic integration, and it's the same... it's a syndrome in humans called von Waardenburg syndrome.
Oh, that's right, von Waardenburg.
And they use it. They use cats as a model for that for that human disease because they tend to come up deaf. So that's an interesting cat you have.
Wasn't that that family in The Sound of Music, the von Waardenburg?
Yeah.
And you know what? McGraw goes around probably singing those songs around his house.
why would he do that?
What are you insinuating?
Like show tunes?
You know, he's into show tunes.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, where are you from? Because you kind of sound like a little bit of Minnesota.
No, I'm from New York.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew it was up north.
Not even close.
Depends where you're coming north from. Close. If you're in Florida, yeah.
Mike, anything else?
No, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Now, according to Dan's typing, this next caller's name is K-R-N. That's an unusual name.
Oh, Kara.
Kern.
That's Kara.
Ken.
Or Ken.
Oh, it is what? Ken.
K-R-N.
Hey, Kern.
Hey, Kern, how you doing?
Oh, Kern. I mean, okay.
Yeah, Kern.
Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Amen to PM.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Kern. Hello. What you got? I have a 3-year-old Doberman Pinscher, and ever since I've had him a puppy, doesn't matter what food I feed him, he has a loose stool. Is there anything I can do about that?
Oh, boy.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of these dogs have a lot of specific sensitivities to certain elements of the food. Some of them actually develop what's called irritable bowel disease, which is kind of like what you hear about Crohn's in humans and stuff.
Yeah.
So they have to be diagnosed correctly, and there could be other things going on, but your veterinarian has some options to try and diagnose what might be going on. It might require some biopsies, but those animals can be managed with a combination of diet and some particular medications. So especially since you've had it for so long, I think it'd be worth doing a bit of a workup and try and find the cause. And then he might do some food, kind of playing with different foods to see if you have a food sensitivity. There are a lot of options for you. So,
Maybe Peon might be onto something. If you could get him to drink a screwdriver, which is vodka and orange juice, I think, would that tighten up that stool?
Yeah. That's what I always do.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Sorry, this is not funny to Kern, because
this
is serious.
He has a real problem.
Yeah, well, sorry, Kern.
Well, my vet says some dogs are just like that. There's nothing he can do for it. No, that's
not true. Your vet's an idiot.
I think you have alternatives, a lot of alternatives. So I would either consider asking for a referral to one of the specialists or, as Frank was suggesting, you might peek around for other vets.
Yeah, that guy's nuts.
Yeah. Well, I brought him into your office. You like test on him or something? Yeah, there'll be what you do is someone will sit down and get a good physical, do a history, and then they'll make a plan of attack. You might start with just a various food trial test. And if you find something that works great, that's an easy solution. If that doesn't work, then you're probably going to want to do more of a formal workup, which could include some blood work and even some x-rays or an ultrasound. But you'll end up probably working towards a biopsy. Okay. And the biopsy will tell you very clearly the kind of reactivity or in inflammation that's going on. And that'll guide your vet to help you give the proper medications and diet management. So it's a bit of a game, but usually find your reason and then decide how to best manage it.
Okay.
Mike Kern, thank you. What kind of vet tells a guy who says his dog always has loose stool? And the vet goes, yeah, some dogs just do that. That's a lazy vet. Really. There's no way that there's some dogs that, if that was true, nobody'd ever buy those dogs.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's always a reason. Whether we can find out what the reason is or not is a question, but it doesn't sound like he's even begun to look. So.
All right. Let's get Tina in here. Tina, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I have a quick question. What is the time limit if you know your dog needs stitches?
You mean to take them out or to put them in?
To put them in.
You mean you have a cut or some kind of laceration or something?
What did I say to her?
A cut.
It's a cut.
Okay. So depending on what the cut, how deep it is, how wide it is, how much tissue is torn, those are all variables that your vet would, you know, have to determine. But a lot of times simple cuts and that aren't real deep will just kind of close up and seal on their own. It's called healing by second intention.
Right.
And
sure.
It's a scar. You might have a little scar there, again, depending on how dramatic the wound is. So I'd get them into your vet and see. It sounds like it's pretty simple, and you might just get by with one or two little stitches, but they'll want to trim up the dry tissue and make it fresh, and a little bit of blood helps to heal. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So if we're looking at a day and a half, because I noticed it yesterday morning, or actually when she finally came back.
Well, he can fix them anytime. Like I said, in worst case scenarios, they just freshen up the edges and make a drying, healing wound into an open wound so that you can bring the tissue together and seal it with a stitch.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you so much.
And the ladies continue to swarm, Dr. Doug. Here's Kara. Kara, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Kara. How are you, honey?
I'm fine. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, what a nice little voice.
What kind of problem?
I have a cat that doesn't like me.
Oh, I find that hard to believe. You sound very likable.
Yeah.
Well, it's my ex-husband's cat, and he left without her.
Oh God.
He just brought her home as a stray, and I think I know why she was a stray. She will not use her litter box.
Uh-huh.
She'll use it for stool, mm-hmm. but she's not using it for urine.
Okay.
And I'm constantly, I've got all the doors in my house are closed. I feel like I'm the prisoner in the house to keep her out of every certain room. And
sure.
I'm always trying to search for where is she going.
Mm-hmm.
So I just discovered this yesterday, and she was using the bathroom rug right in front of her litter box. But
okay.
she's not opposed to the litter because she's using it for the stool.
Yeah. So, again, this is one that takes a little bit of trial and error, but there are some products that you can put into the to the litter that will attract them. There's one product called Cat Attract.
Well, I looked into that, and I am using the corn product so that it's flushable.
Yeah, I don't know that
one. And I'm cleaning it twice a day, so it's always clean, and it says it can't be used on corn products.
Oh, okay.
I've been trying
to use try a different litter.
Catnip.
Yeah, it's basically catnip. You're right.
Could she have a urinary tract infection, Doug?
From time to time, and I've had her treated for it recently. I can tell when it's really bad is when she spots in places and it's out in the open.
Is it bloody, or is she hiding it? Clear yellow.
I can tell when it starts getting yellowish brown or she's got blood in the urine. I'm not seeing it now.
Well,
I'm on the hunt looking for this stuff. But
Have you ever had a X-ray or an ultrasound?
No, because she's driven me so crazy that I feel like I just don't want to put any money on her.
Yeah. A lot of cats that have chronic recurring kind of inflammatory bowel, sometimes they have little stones in there. And a simple lateral X-ray can tell you immediately. And that might be part of your problem because stones kind of have rough surfaces typically and
right.
they just erode on the inner wall.
So can you, as a vet, break those stones up with ultrasound like they do?
No, that's in the bladder. That's actually in kidney stones in humans. We don't have that technology, but most of these are bladder stones and they typically are a surgical fix.
I know. That's not cheap.
Well, hold on. It's your ex-husband's cat, right?
Yes.
So why didn't he take it?
Oh, I'll pick her up and take her away.
And how long ago was this?
And he'll drop her off on the highway on his way back to Georgia.
Oh, God.
So I just keep her.
You know, you say it's not cheap, but really, if you think about it, if you have to return to the vet again and again and again for other infection-type responses, then you're actually spending a lot of money in the long run. So I would say it's definitely worth exploring with your veterinarian. He'll talk about some special foods, and then you need more diagnostics.
I'm using the Purina One urinary tract cat food. That's the only one that's on the shelf.
Yeah.
I've tried, because she gets constipated, too, where her stools are really small.
Yeah.
And I've tried wet food. She won't eat it.
Yeah, there's a number of different products that are by different manufacturers that can do the same thing.
Prescription food, that's more money.
Yeah.
I'm a dog person.
Pets cost money, especially when they have problems.
Hey, Sarah, you're a nicer person than I would be. This is not even your cat. Why did he leave it to begin with? Why didn't he just take it if it's his cat?
He travels.
Yeah.
Hey, Kara,
never in the same town.
This is what I did. We had a cat one time, and it was doing that because when cats start peeing out of the litter box, you cannot get it out of a carpet. It's horrible.
I'll tell you what I did. I used OxyClean,
that's
a lot of detergent,
problem.
And vinegar in the wash load, and I did a pre-wash, and then I rinsed it, and I did it all again with the same stuff, and I put the vinegar in the rinse cycle, and then I hung it out.
Oh, well, that's like a throw rug. We had wall-to-wall carpeting at one point, and the cat was going on the carpet, and I tried everything to get it out. And it had a urinary tract infection, so we went and had it treated and then brought it back. And then a couple weeks later, it started going out of the litter box again. I took it back to the vet and said, I think the urinary tract infection's back. Checked it all out, and said, nope.
Now it's a habit.
It's a behavioral problem.
Right. That's what it's
so
seeing that. And so she was going like on the bricks in front of my fireplace, and the bricks are porous, and it was seeping all the way through to the basement. And the only thing I could do for that was a lot of peroxide, because it would bubble it up and then clean and clean. And then finally I went and got a brick sealer.
I got rid of it.
There's also a product called Feel Away, which is a hormone that actually breaks up the odor. And there's also a product I know of called Odoban.
Yes.
That's made out of, it's sold at Sam's. And that product can be diluted and used.
Well, there's a new one at Walmart that I purchased, and it says it's for animal and human urine, and it's really, really good. And it's got a pleasant odor. It doesn't smell like, excuse me, a vet's office. And I
use it. It's working well.
And it's in a black container, black spray bottle. I don't remember the name of it, but it worked better than any of these others. I've used all the others that were available. I've tried using even... tomato juice, like you would use if you get skunked, you know?
Yeah, but I still think you need to define why the problem is existing, and there still could be a physical or a medical issue behind it. You haven't ruled those things out yet.
This is what I did the next day after I took it to the vet, and the vet said it had a behavioral problem. No, I got rid of it. It was gone. I gave it away.
I know.
Well, the other thing you can do is isolate
them to your... She might become an outside cat. She can go anywhere she wants.
There you go.
You can isolate the cat in a room and kind of retrain it to the litter box. We've talked about that before.
I've done that, and she'll do it for a while, and then she goes back to what she's doing.
You know,
it's and they don't put the food in the box in the same room, but I do. I lock her in the bathroom for a while.
Well, you have definitely tried a lot of things, but I still think you've got some actions you need to rule out. Okay? And if you want my opinion, I'd say at least rule out medical conditions for sure. And I think you need an x-ray or an ultrasound, maybe even a true culture and sensitivity of the urine and see where you're at.
Well, the last time she had the infection, I could bring her in a sample.
Some urinary
tract. Of course, once you've got an infection, it's positive, but I don't know if she has one now. This might be the right time.
Well, they also have sterile inflammatory bladder disease, which has nothing to do with bacteria. Could have been... started by a bacteria, started by a viral infection, but you may not ever culture anything out. So that's why I said you've got some more of the things you want to look at, see how thick the bladder wall is, and if that needs to be reviewed. So you do have some other options. They do cost money, but they can get you to an answer. Okay?
Okay. Or if anybody likes a little tabby with an orange belly.
That's going to pee all over your house, call
She's
Tina.
Available.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you. Bye.
She sounded a lot like one of our financial people.
I mean, she has the answer before you ask the question.
Yeah, I know. Well, it goes fast. Let's do it again next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Doug. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And he is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. Did you see the video of that guy in Newport Beach beating that Uber driver up?
Yes.
And that kid was not really a kid. He was a Taco Bell executive.
Right.
And good luck to that guy ever getting the job.
Oh, yeah.
What a bad drinker he is and what a short fuse he had.
Yeah, and they fired him. Didn't the Uber guy wanted him out of the car, right? Is that what happened? Yeah.
Well, the guy was falling over and about to throw up and being kind of belligerent. And then the guy comes and says, I'm going to have to throw you out. I'm going to have to ask you out of the car. He goes, what? He says, get out of my car. And then he just starts wailing on this guy.
No, I can give you directions.
Man. And he is now... banned. No Uber driver will pick him up.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't pick him up for a cab driver, Uber driver, anything.
No.
But I think the driver actually said it was such a horrible incident that I don't think he's going to drive anymore.
Yeah.
That would kind of do it for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks again to Dr. Doug.
Meep, meep.
We're going to do some traffic, and I'm going to congratulate a couple of AM and the PM people who are the proud owners of a fully loaded 2015 Malibu. But first, is it Tim?
Yes, it is.
Here is Tim Weiland.
All right, Frank, we do have a problem on southbound 270. Just circled over it. We've got a crash. It's right at Tesson Ferry. They do have the two acceleration ramp lanes from Tesson Ferry onto southbound 270, and they also have the right through lane blocked. Boy, traffic is backed up. Doherty Ferry, and then you've got slowdowns from Highway 40 down through Manchester. Also, if you are on westbound Highway 44, that right lane really backs up from Lindbergh, ramping onto southbound 270. Now, we have heavy traffic on eastbound 40 downtown. That's jamming up from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Kings Highway through McCausland is what westbound 40 looks like now. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
All right, thank you, Tim. Congratulations to couple of AM and the PM people, Pam and Don Rose. Pam and Don bought a fully loaded 2015 Malibu, and their salesperson was Dave Bell. How about it for Johnny Londoff Chevrolet taking care of the AM and the PM crowd? Now, if John were here and able to do this today, he'd say, "Open late tonight." He always does three, not late or late, but late.
Yeah.
Open late tonight for AM and the PM customers. They're the best. You know, AM and the PM crowd is the best. They're the best customers. You know, they're the nicest. You know, and Frank, they're funny. They're funny. They come in here and in a good mood, and it's because they're AM and the PM, and they're funny. They want to shake the hand. He shook the hand of the man of the Frank O'Brien. Yeah. And late tonight. Yeah. Oh yeah. So That's what you would have heard had he been here today. What you'll hear from me is this. I don't know where Pam and Don live, but I know that couple we talked about either yesterday or Monday lived in St. Charles. And then there was a couple from way, way, way over in the central Illinois a couple of weeks ago that drove in. Now, nobody's going to do that just so they can, for bragging rights, "Hey, look how far I drove to buy a..." The reason they do it is because I don't think you're going to get the same experience, the same treatment. Yes, you might get the same price somewhere else. There, I've said it. No dealer ever says this. No dealer ever says, "You know, you could go somewhere else and get this car for the exact same price." Well, the truth is, you might be able to do that. But which would you rather have? A Chevy at this price, whatever the price is, from a dealer that is not personable at all, doesn't remember who you are after the deal is done, makes no effort to go out of their way to see that you are beyond satisfied, or you'd rather do business with Johnny Londoff, where the people there, they make sure you know how much they appreciate your business, especially when somebody goes out of their way to go long distance like that. And there are several other dealerships between, you know, where they live and John Londoff. They do it because it's worth the drive to get treated that way. And I don't care when these other dealers say, we'll beat anybody's deal. I've told you how that works. I was in the advertising business a long time. That's nothing more than smoke and hot air. They've never written a check to anybody for $500 or $1,000 because they're never going to have to. Because to beat somebody else's deal, all I have to do is take a dollar off the price. Now, who's gonna choose to pay a customer $1,000 before they take a dollar off? Nobody. It's never going to materialize. They're never going to write that check. It's the most ridiculous campaign I've ever heard of. So go where you know the deal is good, where it's as good as any deal you're going to get anywhere, and where the people treat you like you want to be treated. That's another thing that's overused and overstated and oversaid by businesses who don't back it up. All we're asking is this: shop. Just shop Johnny Long. You can shop 10 other places if you want to. And then you see where you're the most comfortable. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit, off Interstate 270 or 24/7 at Londoff.com.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stuart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one. Stuart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stuartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
How would you like to try America's best-selling home fitness program free for 30 days? You've probably heard of P90X. It's the number one fitness program designed to get you in amazing shape. Elite trainer Tony Horton shows you the same body sculpting techniques he uses with his pro athlete and movie star clients. Now you can try it free at myfreebod.com. The program that I'm talking
about. We interrupt this offer to bring you an even better free offer. Beachbody just launched a new digital video service called Beachbody On Demand. For a limited time, you can use it free for 30 days. So you can try not just P90X, but also Insanity, P90X3, Turbo Fire, Brazil Butt Lift, over $4,000 worth of programming free. Stream it on your tablet, PC, or smartphone. It's the best offer in the history of fitness. Now back to your regularly scheduled commercial.
You can get the hot, sexy bod you've dreamed of. For your free 30-day trial, go to myfreebod.com. That's myfreebod.com. Myfreebod.com.
Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called Joel Clark, one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? Under $25 a month.
Call 1-800-979-3269 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-3269. 1-800-979-3269. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. We're the brothers behind Firehouse Subs.
When we set out to create a barbecue sub, we wanted to do it right.
Texas style.
Our USDA choice brisket is pit smoked over hickory for 16 hours in one of the best smokehouses in Texas. We top it with melty cheddar and barbecue sauce.
Award-winning Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Come in and try the Smokehouse Beef and Cheddar Brisket.
Firehouse Subs.
Excuse me, I'm eating.
That's real nice.
Founded by firemen.
Gobble up your share of $100,000 in free slot play during the Great Turkey Pluck. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Who is this? Anyone of you have been paying attention to this big story about how the NFL, primarily the NFL, but also Major League Baseball, NHL, NBA, have been getting paid to salute the veterans when they do these honor veterans and walk them out on the field. I knew that
a few of them were getting paid. I didn't know all of them were.
No. Apparently, and the worst offender, and let me tell you something, the worst offender is the NFL.
Yeah.
And what frustrates me is that I'm trying to find the best way to put this. In a situation like this, where there's not, I can't imagine one person who doesn't agree. That is shameful. They've been paid over $10 million by the Department of Defense, which means we've paid it because it's taxpayer money.
Yeah, no, it's a joke.
They pay, and the NFL, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the Jumbotron, and they show a guy in a wheelchair back from Afghanistan, let's please have a big warm salute to the colonel or sergeant. Or whatever, and the family is there, and they make a little present. They're paid to do that. They should never have taken a dollar for that. Shame on you, NFL, primarily NFL, and Major League Baseball. And here's what ought to happen. Until they write a check for $100 million to Wounded Warriors or some credible veterans organization, nobody should ever go to a game. They should never do business with a sponsor of a game. But that will never happen. And that, you know what? When a few people get together and shout Black Lives whatever or this cause or that cause, they get a lot of attention because they're vocal. Yet we make up a significant number of people who should be outraged at this. Shame on you, NFL, you money grabbers. Like, you don't already have enough money?
Oh, they are money grabbers.
Hundreds
the NFL's
of
the worst.
Billions of dollars, and you take money from the Department of Defense, and you want to be paid to salute, to take 3 minutes out of a ball game and salute a guy with no legs who is a hero who probably did something to save his buddy, and you want to be, shame on you. If I could get everybody to go with me, I'd say we're not going to go to a game, we're not going to watch a game, empty that stadium, let the seats be empty until they show the check and the recipient says, yes, it cleared, we got $100 million from these people. We should boycott everything that has anything to do with every sport that took money, and I didn't know this till yesterday, I don't think a lot of people knew it, they're paid. And I always thought, when they, and now following the national anthem, would you please turn your attention to center to the home plate and presenting the freedom of something on and they do a whole big and patriot in the planes of the red, white, and blue and the music. They're paid to do it. They're not patriotic at all.
Yeah.
They're the opposite.
Yeah.
Wow, how does that not just infuriate everybody? You take money to pay tribute to people who are missing limbs and have brain damage or who are dead? You got to be kidding me.
It's the same as they have during the month of October, and the NFL sells all the pink merchandise.
That's a scam, too.
They donate a percentage to...
You know what I bet the percentage is? One.
Well, yeah. I don't know if they ever have said what the actual percentage is.
Because nobody tracks them. Nobody makes them accountable.
Right.
I don't know what I could do or what anybody could do, but man, if somebody would come up with something. What we need is somebody powerful to be vocal here. We need somebody to step up, get on TV, who has clout and power. Not me. I'm a little bitty nothing in one little town. Somebody big needs to step up and say, hey, NFL, write this check, and don't you ever again take a dollar for pretending to be patriotic.
Well, you know what? You know what's going to happen, though. Even if somebody does do that,
Donald Trump should do it.
You've got all these stations that are tied into the NFL. Do you think that they want to have someone get on and blast the NFL or blast Major League Baseball?
No, because it's all about money.
Yes,
it all comes back to money. But you know what? In my life, I've been offered lots of money to do things I wouldn't do. At some point, you have to do that. You have to say, I'm not supporting in any way somebody who flies this patriotic banner, and then we're told we had to pay them to hold that flag. That's wrong. It's just wrong. If I were, and you know what? Nothing's going to happen. The NFL, now that it's been called out, they'll do something small, something they won't even be a dent. They won't feel it, but only because they had to. They'd keep taking the money if they could. Bill Cleveland's on the way. Bill Cleveland, enough of that. I'm starting to sound like the guy in the morning. All riled up like that. American Equity Mortgage, they've been around a while. They've been around 23 and a half years. A lot of these mortgage companies you hear advertising and see advertising, when they came along after American Equity Mortgage. And there was that whole period of the big boom in the mortgages and the mortgage business and the housing boom. And, oh, man, everybody's in the mortgage business. Many of them are gone now. Some are still around. But a lot of them jumped in after American Equity Mortgage. And you notice in the big slump in 2009, 2010, American Equity Mortgage didn't go anywhere. They're fine. They're very stable. They'll be around for a while. And they're here to help you do a couple of things. One, get a mortgage for that house you want. Or two, take advantage of the fact that you're already a homeowner and borrow money the smart way, using the equity in your home. They'll explain it all to you. They're very good at that. It's what they do. Home equity mortgages, debt consolidation loans. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Meet me. Well, we have a few problems out there right now. Here's Tim Weiland, and he's airborne. Tim?
Yeah, we do have problems. Let's go with southbound 270 at Tesson Ferry. Now it's just the acceleration lanes from Tesson Ferry to southbound 270 that are blocked. But, boy, you've got traffic. It's backed up all the way to Olive, and that's causing east and westbound 44 drivers to back up considerably trying to ramp on to southbound 270. We've got a new crash on southbound 170 at Brentwood that was blocking the left lane. When I checked it about 5 minutes ago, you were backed up to Del Mar. I'm sure by now it's backed up between Page and Olive. Another crash on westbound Highway 40 at Hampton, just right at the overpass. You've got the right lane that was partially blocked. Traffic is backed up from Boyle. And you're heavy from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. On eastbound 270, things are jammed up pretty well now from McDonald through New Flores. And you're running heavy on westbound 70, 170 past the airport. Staples, they have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Begin your Saturday with KTRS. At 7 a.m., it's the yard sale.
Welcome to the First Community Credit Union Big 550 Yard Sale.
Followed at 9 by Animal Advice.
Welcome back to the Animal Advice Show, brought to you by Nestle Purina. I'm Andrew Dowd.
At 10, it's Straight Talk on Retirement.
I'm Jeff Lapidus, president of JBL Financial Services.
Followed by the Inside Out Show with Jim McMillan and John Shea at 11.
I'm Jim McMillan, alongside my partner, Mr. John Shea.
Saturday mornings are special on KTRS, live and local.
October 30th, dear Santa, I hinted to my hubby, Bill, that I'd love a gas log fireplace for Christmas from St. Louis Home Fires. He says he'll build one instead with his buddies. What a guy! November 14th, dear Santa, Bill and his buddies bought supplies and beer. The supplies are gathering dust. The beer's gone. He says, don't worry, there's plenty of time. November 30th, dear Santa, Christmas is almost here and still no fireplace. December 25th, dear Santa, our holiday family gathering in front of our new gas log fireplace was fabulous, thanks to St. Louis Home Fires. The only one left out in the cold was Bill.
I'm freezing!
Don't be left out in the cold. St. Louis Home Fires certified technicians can install a fireplace in your basement, new addition, or an existing room. And with a gas log fireplace, there's no piling of wood, no struggles to light it, and vent-free gas logs will keep you warm if your power is out.
Talk to St. Louis Home Fires sooner rather than later to have yours in by Christmas.
St. Louis Home Fires on Manchester between 141 and Clarkson. Online at ST. LewisHomeFires.com.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Berkeley to Belleville to Richmond Heights to Melville, Glendale to Shrewsbury, the Central West End, Sunset Hills to Soulard, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing. Wherever you live, from Valley Park to Holly Hills, Oakville to Arnold, St. Peter's to Edwardsville, wherever you live, Fenton to Florissant, the name you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you live.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. That's the app. It is free. It's easy. It is a great way to get the only cab you want, and that's a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. Supermodel Lily Eldridge got to model this year's Victoria's Secret Fantasy bra valued at over $2 million.
Yeah.
And in fact, they say the bra is nearly as valuable as its contents. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Models are worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kansas City Royals victory celebration yesterday being called a huge success, which isn't really all surprising. I mean, they've been planning it since 1985.
Yeah, that's true. 30 years.
And in other sports news, read today that NBA's Pelicans have cut player Nate Robinson, which has some people surprised. Not that there was a player cut, but that there's a team called the Pelicans. Have you ever heard of
it? No.
The Pelicans.
It's an NBA
team? And finally.
Team?
Wow. It's an NBA team?
Yes.
Wow.
Never heard of it.
Well, researchers have found that there are more than 15,000 types of genetic material found on New York City subways. Which beats the previous record held by Aerosmith's tour bus. Could have thrown in any band, really.
Yeah, I bet that's pretty nasty.
Any band.
Yeah, the Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on 6550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Beyond, you know. Now we go to Jamaica. You can't check that clarinet you smoke. You've seen that.
I'm done with that. I've been off that for about
'cause you know what?
6 months.
I haven't seen you puffing on
that.
Yeah.
So you're free and clear.
I'm totally in the clear.
Nicotine free.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Way to go, Beyond. Good for you. All right. Let's celebrate.